From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Lee. Five organizations in Columbia staged a protest yesterday on Mizzou's campus calling for solidarity with Palestinians and Gaza. KBIA's Kat Ramkumar attended the movement.
More than 300 protesters gathered in Lowry Mall in solidarity with Mizzou Students for Justice in Palestine to call for a ceasefire in Gaza and for Mizzou to open access to its divestment information. MU spokesperson Christian Basie said information on the university's endowment is available to anyone who asks. A crowd of students, faculty, and community members chanted nonstop, yelling phrases such as "No more money for Israel's crimes" and "While you're eating, kids are starving." Freshman Melissa Tran heard about the protests through Instagram and says she attended to show support for Palestinians.
I just think it's wonderful that so many people participated in the walkout today because it is hard to fight when you feel like there's not many people who agree with you.
The demonstration lasted around 2 hours and included a march through Francis Quadrangle. I'm Kat Ramkumar, KBIA News.
Protesters in Joplin have demanded the name be released of a police sniper who killed 2-year-old Cleslin Crawford in 2022. KCUR reports the officer sued to keep his name private and is only identified as Sniper One. KCUR is fighting the redaction of Sniper One's name in court. Dozens of students at UMKC demonstrated yesterday in solidarity with protesters at campuses across the country, including a class walkout at MU and an encampment at Washington University. KCUR's Nameen Ujiyadeen has more.
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein spoke in support of the demonstration. Medical student Mahmoud Kutma is vice president of the UMKC chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine, which helped organize the protest. He says the group set up tents to represent the millions of Gazan refugees.
Representing that if we are going to fund land being taken away abroad, we will hold our ground here if we're not able to hold our ground abroad.
The protesters are calling for UMKC to publish information about its investment in institutions that oppress Palestinians. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Nomi Nujiyadeen.
The Missouri House Ethics Committee has dismissed the complaint against Speaker of the House Dean Plocker, St. Louis Public Radio reports. Plocker was under investigation for possible ethical misconduct when he allegedly advocated for a new software contract for the House, fired a former staffer, and filed false expense reimbursement reports. Plocker said the complaint was originally based on hearsay and innuendo.
From the outset of this investigation, I've maintained my innocence. The Ethics Committee has finally reached the very same conclusion that I offered everybody back in November.
Representative Hannah Kelly, who chairs the committee, originally motioned to dismiss the complaint due to his wording. The motion was amended by the committee to not include the obstruction language. I'm Abby Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.